Okay, so what we're going to do now is side point here, but I think very important to Sugya, which is Chazara. Yeah, the importance of doing Chazara on your Lima. Okay, why is it important, or is it important? You'll see it is. And why is it important? And I think it's something which is oftentimes it's difficult to do. Chazara is difficult to do, and it's pretty easy to rationalize not doing it. Hard to really see why it's beneficial. I think if you really try to argue why it's a good idea, it's hard. Depends what you what chazara. I mean, someone was saying is like Rav Pesach said that it's important to chazara shir. I think there's different kind of chazara. Like I don't think it's only talking about. Like it's true. Like when you're in a shir, so you want to make sure you understand what the Rebbe's saying. So therefore, chazara is important just to make sure you grasp the idea. But like chazara isn't only when you're in a shir from a Rebbe. I mean, it could be an idea you work out. You could be just learning. You could be the Rebbe. You could be. You know, there's no. These are the Tanaim I'm talking. It's not just saying it's in order to understand. Like, one role of Chazor is definitely, and you go to Shir, and that's what your thing is about. I mean, you know, or maybe what Pesach was mentioning. No, I mean, that's a big thing, which I don't think that's, like, Chazor's Hashir, I think, is partially understanding the Shir and gaining from the Shir. But the Chazor seems to be a universal institution, even not only do a Shir. It's just an idea of going over what you learned. So you have a Seder of Chavruzah. Well, what you learned? Seems that way. So I guess the question is, what's the idea? Just the question is, so what's the importance of Chazara? Again, it's a kind of thing that you have to. I think it's hard to see on the surface. It's hard to see the importance of Chazara. Some people have a tendency to do it. Some people have a tendency not to do it. But the question is, maybe if you really see the benefit of it, it could be easier to do. Okay, so I want to start with, essentially there's like, 4, I guess, Gemaras, right? 4 Gemaras. Okay, there may be more, I don't know. I can't say for sure I have all the Gemaras here, but these are the ones I found. Okay, so I want to start with the most powerful Gemara, I think, and I think for the most part we'll get to go over the Gemaras, get all the facts out, some of the questions out, and then we'll talk, we'll give some answers at that, okay? So the first Gemara is in Sanhedrin Tzadi Tasamarav, okay? And it's a very, very powerful Gemara, hard to understand. Too powerful almost. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, it's at the bottom. Kol ha-lomei Torah ve'ina chozer aleha. The person learns and doesn't do chazara. Dome la'adon shezorea ve'ina chozer. It's like a person who plants this field and does not harvest it. Doesn't cut off the fruits. Okay? A guy who does that is a worthless activity. And so he's wasting his time. I mean, planting, you're doing the whole process of planting, which is a hard process, not easy, it's not fun. You're doing the process of planting. The whole purpose of planting is to be able to cut off the fruits and eat them. So a guy who plants his field and doesn't cut off the fruits is it's futile. The whole activity is futile. He doesn't gain anything from it. Okay. In fact, on the contrary, it's painful. So it's saying that if a guy learns and he doesn't do chazara, that's what it's like. Which is hard to understand. I mean, you're saying you don't gain anything from learning? First time? You don't do any chazara. You don't gain anything? That's it? Nothing? It's worthless? I mean, it seems to be too strong an analogy, you know? It just doesn't seem analogous. It's too much. And, okay, so that certainly has to be explained. Right? This is what we were talking about here. I mean, I think it's talking about here, learning. So it's not talking about just like, just Bikias or just, you know, just covering ground. I mean, it's learning. It's talking about learning Limud Torah, understanding Torah. So, I mean, you're understanding Torah, you go through a sugya, first time, you really work through a sugya, and you really get an understanding of the sugya, you see it, it's great, it's unbelievable. Now, that's worthless, unless you chazar, basically, you've only planted, and you haven't harvested. It's why? Why not? Why is that? Wait a minute, again, it sounds like too much. I don't think you didn't imagine that. As much, many arguments as you give, why you should go ahead and do chazara, I don't think you'd be able to defend that. Worthless. It's better, it helps you remember it, it helps you understand it, maybe you get better insights, little things, you start picking up on certain nuances which you didn't see otherwise. I mean, you get a lot of arguments, but to say that it's worthless, that's seemed to be too much. Okay? Yeah, I mean, a guy could spend his whole life in Limud, he just never does chazara. He's saying, is that it? He doesn't gain anything? Basically, he just planted his whole life? Is he equal to a farmer who planted his whole life and never cut it? So that's that Gemara. That's one Gemara. Okay, another Gemara is a Gemara in, let's do Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Chav Ches. Okay, this Gemara appears also, the variation appears in Bava Basra and also in Ksuvos. Okay, Ksuvos. So it says, I think it's Ksuvos. Maybe not. Okay, so it says like this. It's, basically, there's it says that... Let's talk about the Malach Maves. Different people had run-ins with the Malach Maves. Okay, and... it says, yeah. Rav Ashi is Chazi Le Veshuka. Okay, Rav Ashi saw the Malach Maves in the Shuk. Okay, so Amar Le, Yisrach Le Tlasin Yomim. Yehajir Tamudi. Tamudai. So basically, give me a hold off for a little bit. Wait for 30 days for me, so I could go over all my learning. Okay, let me give me 30 days to do chazara on all my learning. Okay, before I die. Okay, why? The Amrisu, because they say, Ashrei Misha Balakan v'Talmud Daviyada. Okay, fortunate is he who comes here to Olam Haba and his Talmud is in his hand. Okay, and his Talmud is in his hand. Okay. So therefore, since fortunate is someone that seems like it's going to be beneficial to the person to come to Olam Haba with his Talmud in his hand, so therefore he wanted to go over all his Talmud in 30 days, and therefore he'd be able to come to Olam Haba with his Talmud in his hand. Okay? That's a Gemara. Okay, I mean, so the context of a larger Gemara, but that's the part that's relevant to this. So I guess the question is, what's the deal? I mean, what does that mean? You want to be holding in all the sugyas and shas? So when you get to Olam Haba, you're going to really be like on the ball, ready to make the sharp points? Like, what's the idea? Talmud Biyada, like, what does that mean exactly? Is that the thing? Is like, you go and you die in Olam Haba, you're going to be learning through Sugyas and Bab and Tzi, and you got to basically, it's not sharp, you're going to forget them. You're not going to know what to answer in the base Medrash Rekia. Like, that sounds like something like that. And it's just like, what's some of that's just not what you imagine. Like the Ram says, like a Chazal say, and then Olam Haba, you're like a... It seems to be it doesn't seem like they're learning shas in Olam Haba. It seems like it's somehow like metaphysics, somehow learning knowledge of God. And I think like what are you learning in Olam Haba about sugyas about if a guy hits another guy and breaks his jug and and therefore you have to be holding all of shas because otherwise that's it, you're not allowed to look back. Like what is it? There are no gemaras there? Like what's the deal? I mean, what's the deal? You know, it's essentially what's happening here. Why? What's it saying? Why is it Ashrei Mishabal come to the Yado? Why do you do Chazara there? You know, what do you do now? Then you learn new stuff, and then you do Chazara. So, I mean, what's this thing? And what, 30 days? What exactly was he doing for these 30 days? Was he Chazaring everything he learned in his whole life? 30 days?
It's an impressive feat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 30 days. Okay, so basically, what's the deal? Okay? So, another funny one. Okay. Another Gemara, which is a little easier to understand. Is in Barachos Lamechas Amabeis. It talks about this guy Rav Chia Bar Abba called Tlasin Yomin Mahadir Talmudei Kamei de Rav Yochanan Rabbi. So every 30 days he chazer his learning in front of Rav Yochanan his Rabbi. So what does it mean? So Tosus says what does it mean? Says Lav Dafka Kol Talmudei. It doesn't mean every 30 days because the other guy needed. Well, let's just say he says Lav Dafka Kol Talmudei. Kol Masha Yolomid B'Shloshim Yom Hayachozer Hakol Lufan of Yom Shloshim Echad. So whatever he learns, he'd go 30 days where he'd learn new stuff, and then the 31st day, he'd chazer everything he learned those 30 days. Okay, so that's sounds like a little more reasonable type of a plan. Okay, but basically, 30 days to one. Okay, so every day he learned 30 days, and then one day chazer, and then the next he learned 30 days, and one day chazer, and that's the way he went on in his life, I guess. I guess he chazer one time. I guess, I don't know, maybe he did more chazer, I don't know.
Maybe it built.
I know that's the question. Is did he do 30 days and every day is in Chazar? It's hard to. It doesn't sound that way. Okay. So by the way, so you see, apparently the ratio is 30 to 1, right? 30 to 1. So the guy on his deathbed, by that logic, the guy is about to die. If he has 30 days, he should be able to do 900 days worth of learning. Right, 30 times 30, which is about 3 years. So the ratios don't work out. Okay, so it's unless you go much faster when you're about to die, you know, speed it up. But the Mahomes is coming after you. I don't know, but it doesn't exactly work out. Okay, I mean, why should you only do Chazar in the last 3 years? Right? I mean, it's on the ethics, so that should be explained, I guess. Okay, fine. It's not the biggest problem, but yeah, it should be explained. Okay, fine. So that's what he used to do. Seems like it was a good idea that he did. Okay, so we have one more Gemara that I'm aware of. Okay. And that's the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tesama base. Okay? So this is a famous one. People know about this one. 100, 101 times. So it says, Amar Le Barhehe Lela. So Barhehe, so Tosa says Barhehe was his name because he's the son of Hehe. It's Avram and Sarah. He is added onto that name. So he's a Ger. He's a Ger, so he's the son of Avram and Sarah because they had Hehe. They called him Barhehe, son of Hehe and Hehe, which is Avram and Sarah. He says, Ben Bag Bag also the same thing. Bag and Gamacho is five. Okay. And Bag Bag is a Ger. Okay, fine. So Barhehe asked Hillel. Okay. He says, "My Dasiv Shavta Marisa Mitzadik LaRasha V'Novel Elokim LaShelo Avada." So what's the malachi? It's saying it's like Lasid Lava, or you're gonna see, you're gonna look back, and you're gonna see the difference, I guess, through the schar, whatever. You can see the difference between the tzaddik and between the rasha, between the obed elokim and the one who's not an obed elokim. So the Gemara asks, "Haynu tzaddik, haynu obed elokim, haynu rasha, haynu shelo avada." They're the same thing. A tzaddik is equivalent to an obed elokim, and a rasha is equivalent to a low obed elokim. I just saw actually, this is David, I think, when it says, kefala davar b'mashikas, like the way they say, you know, it's like, it's repetitive. But ben chazal are being doresh, it says, what are the two different things? It's saying, you'll see the difference in a tzaddik and between a rasha, between obed elokim and a low obed elokim. Same exact thing. This is no, no, no. It says, Amar le, avado below avado, tribe, ayut shichi gemori. Tzaddik gemori nino. Now, really, the guy who's Ovid Elkim and Ovid Elkim are both Tzadikim Gemurah. But Ve'eno Dome Shona Pirko Mea Palmim, Lishona Pirko Mea Becha. So the thing is, the difference is between a guy who does a Chazar 100 times and a guy who does Chazar 101 times. The guy who does it 101 times, that's Ovid Elkim. The guy who does 100 times, he's not Ovid Elkim. Okay? So the Gemara asks the question, which is probably bothering you. Amar Lei Mishum Chad Zimna Kar Lei Lo Avado. I think it's one last time he's not Ovid Elokim. That's pretty steep. So it's
only that is not, he's not doing Chazar.
Yeah, it's not doing Chazar. He should have said 100 times versus zero. Something like that. It's 100, that's it. That's the difference. He's a low level of is one time. So it's Amalai in. Yeah. Say Ulaman Mishuk Shal Chamar. Go out and look from the marketplace. Okay? And this is, I think, the modern day version would be like rent a car. If you rent a car for 23 hours, you pay for one day. Do 25 hours, you pay for 2 days. And the marshal here is Asara Parsi Bezuza. If you want to rent a camel, a chamar, for 10 parcels, to drive 10 parcels, they charge you one zuz. Chad Asar Parsi, you want to do 11 parcels? Betray Zuzi. It's two zuz. So you're into the next 10, they have to pay double. So it's saying is, so you see, the guy's going to give a taina to the rent a chamar. It's only one extra parsa. Say, so sorry. You're into the next time. Okay, that's the way the business goes. So it's saying, similarly here, you're saying only one extra time of Hazara? Sorry. That's the way it goes. Sure, like, is it saying, so what, 101 times you're into your next 100? Is that the case? Like, it's hard to see an analogy. Like, what's it saying? I mean, you're not renting camels here. You're not renting chamars. It's a different type of a thing.
Yeah.
So what's the analogy altogether? It's a funny analogy. That doesn't help. I mean, okay, fine. That's the way business goes. Business sets up the different principles. But it's not just, I mean, whatever, that's business. This isn't business, this is the reality of your soul. So what sense? They're saying is the Marsha says that it means because when you work 10 parcels is the normal amount you can go in a day. So you go at a regular pace. But if you want to go 11 parcels, it means you're pushing it. The whole day it's down to you pushing it. So they're going to charge you more because there's going to be more wear and tear on the chamar. Okay, but I don't think that's what Rashi's saying, because Rashi's saying, Asar Parsi says, Yaskir lecha adam chamoro bezuz echad. So a guy will rent you his chamor for one zuz. Shekvar nogu kein. That's the minog. The minog is, that's what it is. Bim tomer lo lelech parsi yoser, yishalcha slay zuzim. If you want one more, then it'll be two zuzim. I mean, it just sounds like this is like that. It sounds like, I'm not sure, you could read it differently. It sounds like Shekvar nogu kein means this is the business. That's why if you go to the rent a car, they'll say, sorry, this is the policy. This is what we're knowing. That's our policy. And I'm not going to give you an argument. I mean, if there's a good argument, I should explain. No, this makes sense. It's not Shekhar Nagu. This is, you know. But either way, whatever it is. Whichever you're going to say, I don't think it's going to really help much. I mean, you have to explain. What's the analogy? Yeah, what's the comparison? Oh, Rashi says on Lo Avadu, he makes it a little better. He says, Afal Pisha Shneim Sadikim Lo Avadu B'Shava. Because even though they're both tzaddikim, they didn't obey Hashem equally. Shezeh avado yoser. Doesn't mean he's a law avado. It just means like relative to the first guy, is not a law of other, because not as much.
He's just saying, like,
a little bit more. It's true. Like, what's, if that's the case, what was the Gemara bothered by? Because one time you call him a law of other. No, it's not called a law of other. It's just saying he's less than the other guy.
Right.
He's not going law of other. It sounds like it's really law of other. Then it's a question.
And if he gave one more dollar to tzedakah?
Unless it's the Gemara held, they just couldn't have made a difference. What difference does it make? And say, no, these things do make a difference. Well, that's a good question. But what's I think what's more bothersome about this whole Gemara? What's bothersome about this Gemara? Yo's Gemara. But that's true. It's not really answering. Okay, so what is the difference? Okay, but that's even that. Besides for that, I mean, besides the simple shot, I think what was bothersome to me is
what does it mean to win 100 times?
You're right. Like, what's why do you think it was 100 times? It just seems extreme. It seems like too much. And you know, it's kind of like you're kind of not allowed to ask that because saying 100 times, you feel like, you know, it's 100 times. It sounds like it's too much. It just sounds. Really? 101 times? Like, is that the same Gemara? I gotta just hard to, you know, it's like you'll say it, it's good, you know, but is that really, like, why? I mean, I understand saying du chazara one time, two times, three times if you're really masmed and you have a lot of time on your hands. I mean, 101 times, you're not gonna do that much learning if you're gonna be doing every single thing you do 101 times. It just seems like there's a point of diminishing returns. Right? It doesn't seem to be worth. I mean, do people do that? Like, is this really? Would you advise it? Is this really advisable that you should do it 101 times? I mean, if so, why? Why? I mean, how am I going to keep benefiting 101 times? Seems like it would come a point where you're going to start losing out. I mean, maybe a little bit, but I mean, you certainly would seem if you picked a new sugi, you'd get a little bit, you know, you'd gain more insight. There's much more to gain in a new area. I'm not saying it's like, look, Torah's infinite, and maybe you'll say you never really exhaust the full depth of Torah. Fine, but is that the best way to spend your time? I mean, it may not be worthless, but I mean, is that the best way to be Ovei Elokim? It seems too much. The mashal could have gone a 10 and 11. Would that have been so bad? Is it 10 times, 11 times, 2 times, and 3 times? A guy who doesn't chazer, a guy who does chazer. I mean, how to get up? Why they up it so much? It doesn't sound like any rational explanation that someone has that they could tell you why it's important to chazara. Will suffice to tell you to do it 100 times, you know. And again, I think it's because these reasons why you don't want to do chazara, because you have these chazara, you know. You see people talk about the importance of it, but I think you just don't understand it. I mean, you see, you don't understand it. I think these three gemaras show you don't understand it. This 100 times shows you don't understand it, and the chazara, the thing that it's like you're planting without harvesting, shows you don't understand it. And I think if you don't understand it, you're not going to do it, because it's not as enjoyable, certainly. And why should I do it? There's no really. It's hard to really give a good reason why I should do it. But Chazal apparently holds it very important. Sure, that's a good question. I was asking. Well, doesn't this thing depend on your memory? It depends on your memory, right? It doesn't mean your ability. So your memory, or all the different whatever factors, whatever factor it is. I mean, shouldn't it be variable? Like one guy will do it one time and he's photographed from memory. That's it. Two times, that's it. Forget about it. He's never gonna forget it. That's the question. Is what is it? But whatever it is, or your insight, your speed at being able to pick up ideas. I mean, how do you measure these things exactly? It's just a fixed number, 100. You know, the numbers. You can just compare. Guy one, guy's 100, and guy's 101. Yeah. So these are the questions. That's basically. These are the chazals that I found.
I heard that from Rebbe.
On
tape.
I don't know if it's exactly like that, no, but I heard the idea was that's what I heard. It was Rebbe's idea, or he heard someone else? I thought it was some idea. The name was someone. Yeah. Not sure who. Rebbe, and then maybe a name somewhere. Not sure. But the idea was, he said that if you're doing 100 times, it's like it's an accomplishment. You're just trying to do it, so you can say, I did it 100 times. But if you do it 101 times, it means you're really doing it for good reasons. I'm not sure why those are good reasons.
Of course, now that this Gemara exists.
Right. Now, well, it's funny. Someone told me, Israel just told me that they have these Mishnayos that you buy in Israel, and they have this thing. Apparently, you write in your notes, and they have a whole box. You check a box. There's 101 boxes, and basically you figure if you do it like at 30 years, you do 101 whole Mishnayos.
I thought you were going to say, you know, like the Shnayim.
So the thing is, though, I think it's missing the point, because now you're going back to they made 101 the number.
Yeah, right.
And the whole point is that you're beyond the number, beyond the conquest, getting the number. So now you make 101 the number, it's the same thing. The whole idea of 101 is that you're not doing it for the goal. Now 101 becomes your goal. Yeah. You'll do 102, and then... I think just for the comparison with the marketplace is maybe you say it is exact, but I think the point is just showing is that you can't measure things by a quantity. You can't just say, oh, there's only one more, therefore it's not significant. These just things don't work that way. It's not a good argument. So you see in the world, one more mile. Yeah, but that has to be their points, their lines. Sometimes one little thing could be a different quality. So in renting a chamor, it's the next 10. That's the way these things go, especially the Marshal's Pesha. You can't just say 10 or 11. They 10 or 11, big difference. They're different things. You're pushing the donkey harder or even whatever. There's a marketplace goes by certain rates, and you can't ask a question like that. I mean, you can't. I say it's just because 100 and 101 are differentiated quantitatively by only one, they could be a different quality. So it's not a rational question to say all it is one thing. It's like, Enochonami, yeah, it's only one thing. That's the point. You can't. That's why I don't get to say the muscle is exact. I'm just trying to show you, give you an example from the world that you see that things don't. There are critical quantities. And they have critical quantities, and sometimes a little bit more could make a big difference. I mean, but I think, anyways, whatever you say, I still think it's not really getting down to the major issue here. Is, well, why are you doing a chazar 100 times or 101 times? And you know, I mean, it's a good shot in what's wrong with 100 and why 101's better. But still, you could have made that point with 10 and 11. Where, I mean, it still seems like too much. It's not really helping why you're doing. Why is it beneficial? Like you're saying, it's 100 guys don't do it for a goal, but 101 guys do it for the real deal. Well, what's the real deal? Why are you doing 101? Sure, I'm not saying it's a good point. It's like saying the question is, why not for this point just say 99 times is better than 100? Because 100 you're doing it for a goal, and 99 times you're not doing it for a goal. You stop before. Like imagine a guy, as my brother said, imagine a guy is still learning through the daf yomi, and he just leaves off one daf. Imagine a guy would do that, like there's a whole shot except one daf. He just could not do it. Yeah. If you ever do a masechta, or almost a whole masechta, imagine not finishing the masechta. Just like, so a guy 99 would really bring the point home better, because it means 100 guys, that's it, he's doing it for the goal, but the guy 99, he's just doing it for, you know, he's better. But I think what the point is, Matt saying is true, is that it's making another point also, is that you're never done. 100, you feel like you're done at 100, 101, you get more. There's always more to gain. Which is still hard to understand. I mean, it doesn't help us, because you would think, like the 100 guy. I mean, you wouldn't think 100, you'd think it's not before or way before that. But there's always, why would you keep doing it? You're right. Also, you gain, let's say, more points. Sometimes a point can hit you at a different time. You never know what point it's going to hit you. So you keep doing it 100 times, 101 times, maybe you'll get an insight, it'll hit you then. Does Chazar mean that you're learning again? Like it's a whole new learning process, or is it like go and review? Because it does seem like the guy did it very fast. I mean, the rate is 30-1, so it can't be like you're just starting the sugya again and taking it fresh, a whole fresh take at it. It seems to be the pace is somewhat quicker. So I'm thinking like this, is that, see, the question is what's the benefit of Talmud Torah? Okay, how does Talmud Torah benefit a person? I guess, in all Mava. Okay, ultimately, what's the ultimate benefit that a person is hoping to gain from learning Torah? Okay, important question. Okay, fine. And I think the answer is not the knowledge of Bava Kamma or Bava Metzia, or even the grasp of the svaras of Bava Metzia, or the particular svara of Garmi and Grama or whatever it is of Shlaimos and Talis is not the Asik and Olmava. Okay, and Olmava, it's Yiddias Hashem. This is this world. It's the world of man and halacha. It's a halachic system. There's no halacha in a halachic system and no nevek in Olmava. But I think the benefit is, and that's what I think he's saying, Ashim Yishabalakam B'Tamudu B'Yada. Means, how exactly do you have your Talmud B'Yada in Olmava? Because what are you bringing with you? So I think what you're bringing with you is, the benefit of the Talmud Torah is the this is a cure of lamakom, which can be attained through the Talmud Torah. Okay, which is that is similar to it's very similar to like the Rambam's description of Avas Hashem. You know, he says you see the Chachmas Hashem, the Torah, the Chachma of the Torah can move the person. And the experience, you see the Chachma of the Torah, you're drawn towards the source of the Chachma, and that moves you. It gives you a certain perspective on reality. Break your world, removes you from your world and brings you to a greater world, the world of Chachmas Hashem, to the creator of the Chachma. And in the experience of Talmud Torah, the benefit is not from the facts or even the svaras, but it's from the experience and the way the experience moves your soul towards God, towards the source of the Chachma. And that's what Ashrei Mishibalgam Tumudu B'Yado means. it's not so easy. Is to Talmud Avila means the effects of the Talmud last with him eternally, which means that he's really the Talmud has really impacted his personality and has moved him closer to God. Okay, has moved his drawn him towards the source of the Talmud. Okay. So now first of all, now the first thing is like this: is that if that's what you're trying to gain out of your learning, that's the ultimate benefit of the Torah. So there's really no limit to how many times you can do that. Okay, and just as an example, maybe would be let's say you're a person into art. It's a beautiful painting. Let's say Mona Lisa. Let's say a guy works in the Louvre and he wants every day before he goes to his office, he just stares at Mona Lisa or appreciates Mona Lisa. Because he said, didn't he look at that yesterday? He said, but it's beautiful. I'm just moved by the beauty of the thing. Okay, or you can listen to a song that you enjoy. So many, 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 many times. Because it's an aesthetic and an appreciation of the thing. So I say that insofar as the chachma of the Torah is, if a person is looking at the chachma, and it has a certain effect upon the person. And you could do that 100 times, 101 times. There's no limit to how many times you can do it because it's an experience. It's not gaining a particular fact. See, gaining a fact or a svara even, or an apprehension, you have the apprehension. But it's the experience that accompanies the apprehension. And you could look at the sugya, and you may have done it yesterday, but you could look at it again and you could be drawn to it's unbelievable. There's a certain type of experience that you could, it doesn't get old. The thing is, the Chazal says, "Bechol yom yenecha bekechadashos." The Torah should always be new, because it's like a new experience. You see the idea again, you reapprehend the idea, and you could focus on the idea, and you could appreciate the idea. There's an appreciation that there's no limit to how many times that could be done, and you can do it 100 times, you can do it 101 times. There's 100 times you're doing it for the goal. 101 times because you see, you appreciate, and that's why it's Oved Elokim. It was Chazar, it was Oved Elokim. I mean, it's not Chazar, you're learning. It's memorizing, remembering the thing or whatever. No, but it's Oved Elokim because that's Avod Hashem. Talmud Torah is involved in Avod Hashem because through the perception of the depth and the beauty of the idea, that brings you towards God. And that's why it's saying Avod Elokim. You're greater in your Avod Elokim. The fact that it ties in with God is manifest in the pasuk is calling it. It's not just like you're a better learner, you're a better lamda, but you're a better Avod Elokim. So, okay, I don't think Rashi is true. I don't think that Rebbe's idea is what Rashi's saying. Because Rebbe's saying is like a guy who's doing 100 is doing it to reach the goal of 100. It's like an accomplishment. But the Rashi is saying is like they're both, the Gemara sounds like he's saying they're both tzaddikim gemurim.
Yeah.
It's just that this guy's a little better. So it sounds like the saying is there's no limit. You can't feel like you've got, there's no end point. You can do it 100 times, you can do it 101 times. There's no point where you could say that's it. Because each time you do it, you can have a different apprehension. You could be drawn to the, so you could be further drawn towards the reality, towards the Chachma. Okay. Now, I mean, I'll get back to this, but the question is, so what is Chazara? So what's the idea, let's get that one, of what the Gemara and Sanhedrin is, what's the idea that if you learn and you don't do Chazara, it's like you plant and you don't harvest? Okay, because why is that? I mean, you can't appreciate the thing the first time you do it. But I think it's saying is, in general, no, you can't. Okay? In general, I don't know if it's impossible, but in general, you don't. Because I think, in a general way, in the most general way, I say, because there are a lot of lulishmas tied up with that first time. Okay? Imagine, there are two dynamics of learning. Like, there's learning on your own and learning from a rabbi. But let's say learning on your own. So learning on your own, you're like, there's a certain conquest involved in learning. It's like, there are problems, and the problems are coming at you, and you have to, they're bothersome, the problems, you know, there's a certain frustration, you want to work it out, and you finally get the idea, and there's a certain personal involvement in the thing. Okay, there's a certain, I got it, I worked it out, there's a certain, can't help but feeling happy or proud, it's a better word, when you work out an idea, and there's a certain it caters, the whole experience caters to certain emotions that's going to prevent you from appreciating the Chachmas Hashem per se. It's partial. It's too mixed in with your own with the self. And the appreciation is partially appreciation of your own intelligence, or your own ability to work it out. And additionally, there's also a phenomenon, like, there are a lot of points. I mean, this is one point. Another point is, like, you see, for instance, like, the Zimmer mentioned this, so you have a song. You ever see, like, a song that you like, the first time you hear it, sometimes you don't really like it, but once you start listening to it a lot, you get used to it. There's certain, like, something's unfamiliar, there's a certain pain or lack of enjoyment when something's unfamiliar. So there's an idea, whenever you have a new idea, it doesn't fit in with your preconceived notion. So there's a certain, you can't appreciate it fully because of the fact that you kind of think it should be otherwise or wish it should be otherwise. Or, I mean, there's just a different, I mean, you can work on different, I think that every person's different also. But, and also for Rebbe, let's say you hear an idea from a Rebbe, there's a certain dynamic from the Rebbe. You didn't get the idea, you wish you would have gotten the idea, you got the, whatever psychological factors are involved. But the first time, the acquisition of the knowledge itself has a certain type of a satisfaction, a certain type of lulishma motivations mixed in, such that it makes it very difficult to take a step back and appreciate the chachmas Hashem in the thing. I mean, you could talk about it that way, and you could say you could say things, but I think insofar as the personality is concerned, I don't say it's impossible, but I think it's, it's impossible to ever gain anything from your learning. But I think it's a general statement that's saying it's like you planted, but it's planting because, for instance, if you never learn the first time, you're never going to be able to appreciate the ideas because you have to have the ideas to be able to reflect upon. So it's planting, you're setting the seeds, planting the seeds to be able to chazar it. And when you do chazara, the emotions cooled off a little bit, you're kind of removed from the thing, you can take a step back and realize it's not really your idea, after all. It's just an idea that's in Tosfos, or it's in, it's not Tosfos' idea, it's God's idea. So, but it is, a person could remove himself from the whole situation of the first time, later, in Chazar. And it's saying is that it's in such a point, now you could, so to speak, harvest and reap the benefits, which is that you could really reflect on the Chachma in a true sense and really be drawn towards reflect on the Chachma. And I think part of reflecting on the Chachma is also, there's another thing is that, and that's what I think Shor Shnagach is, like your question maybe, is like, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's much harder to see that type of an experience from one svara. There's a certain idea of the system, the way the system is constructed, from the interlocking pieces of a sugya. And again, you can only study one piece at a time. And the chachma in one piece is limited, so to speak. But the chachma of the Torah is in the way the whole Torah is constructed. And I feel there's a certain type of an appreciation that you could get from a bird's eye view, so to speak. A quicker pace, just you get looking at the main ideas of a sugya and see how the sugya is interwoven together and how God implemented a certain type of a plan in this mitzvah, so to speak, And I'd say that exists on a sugya, like every 30 days, and it could exist in your lifetime. Because in every sugya, there's a chachma of the sugya, and there's a chachma of kol targula, which is what Ravashi was presumably doing. Is again, the timing, I don't think he went through, it doesn't work out the timing, that he went through every single sugya he did in his whole lifetime. But there's a certain, presumably what he's doing is going over Bava Kama, the major ideas in Bava Kama, and then he moves to a different masala. And you see the way the whole system, the interlocking nature of the system, and the chachma, the part of the appreciation is you realize the greatness, and how the chachma and how amazing the system is. And in a way that the greater the perception, the more you're drawn towards the chachma. Like a person studying the universe, that's the ultimate, they study the universe, the greatness of the universe moves the person. And that's why I get the quotes from physicists, similar kind of thing. Like Einstein is there's a certain type of the greater your knowledge, the more you're going to be able to do it. And that's why it's a different chazara right before that. That's why he said it's a different type of a chazara. Okay. That's why 30 days. And it's not a matter of just chazara every day what you did yesterday. Because you're not going to have that component. You're not going to have the integration component. Yeah. Certain type of an integration of the whole thing. I mean, I think also there is a thing. It's like, if you do it too soon, and in the 30 days you could... What he did on day 31, he also did what he did on yesterday, on day 30.
Yeah.
But I think there is a certain idea, if it's too soon, the emotions are still there. I mean, there is an idea of the distance, of a certain distance from the thing, I mean, if you're still, you can't do right after, for instance, that one's going to work. It could work partially. Partially it could work even right afterwards. But I think, still, as long as in certain respects, you could finish the svara and then go over it just to appreciate it. You could do that, and it could be it could work a little bit. I'm not sure. But it's not, I think there are certain things you can't do until, the emotions die down and you're kind of removed from the thing a little bit. you're at a distance from it, you'd appreciate it in a different type of a way. I think what's related is the Gemara inside the test. The next Gemara is if a person is mishakeach his Talmud, he like causes himself to forget it, then it's like a woman who gives birth and buries her child.
What
does it mean to cause yourself to forget? But I think what it means is because it says a lot.
It says cause or just forget?
Mishakha. But I think it means, without any particulars, it takes on an attitude where he doesn't really care to. There's a certain attitude. There's an attitude of a person who is just looking, like in a certain sense, like a person is just looking for the pleasure of the learning. The pleasure of the learning. And there's no reason to retain it. To the contrary, by retaining it, I think you can't do it again. There's a certain type of things that you don't care to retain it. There's no value in the retention. And so far as there's no value in retention, you forget. I think it's an attitude that you take on which causes you to forget. But I think the point of this thing is that it's like the person, the Rif says that it's the Yoledes V'Koveres, because it means at least the guy who didn't do Chazara, you can do Chazara tomorrow. So it's not, you haven't destroyed the opportunity to do Chazara, you just haven't yet done it. But a person who's Meshakeach in Talmud, it's a permanent loss. Basically, it's a permanent loss. Like burying, there's a kidney buried. I mean, there's no way you could ever get any benefit from it. That's the Rif on the Ein Yaakov. I think the Arskov Rif is the Ein Yaakov. The riff on the side of the Ein Yaakov and on this Gemara, he says that point. That's good. It's not because of the forgetting per se, but I'm saying it's the forgetting because now you're not going to be able to revisit it and to gain the benefits, right? To reap the benefits of the learning. So it takes the primary benefit of Talmud Torah is the cure of the Makom and the Avodas Hashem. And so far as you don't do the Chazara, your learning is basically, it's a little small learning, and you're pulled in by the emotions, and you're not really going to get that benefit, and essentially, it's like you didn't learn. Essentially, it's like you didn't reap the benefits of the learning. It doesn't mean there's side benefits. I mean, it's supposed to be a lot of lacha, and it can train your mind, and you can be a good thinker, and all that, a lot of things. But it means that so far as the primary benefit of Talmud Torah, it's like you didn't really gain anything. Yeah, I mean, one thing I think is another idea in that Gemara in the Chagiga. I'm not sure if this is what it's saying, but it could be what it's saying, and I think it's definitely true, is that that a person could do Chazara, just like the idea is you have these emotions involved in the first time you learn, you could do Chazara also and make it into an emotion. And that's if you do it 100 times, like that kind of a guy could do Chazara as like an accomplishment, then it's self-defeating, because it becomes the same problem, the same type of a pursuit. And it's important just to know that there's no magic bullet here, there's no magical way to do it. If you do Chazara wrong, improperly, you just look at it as a matter of, like by road, and to try to say, I Chazar, then you're going to have kind of the same problem. According to this pshat, it's like, you have to know how to do Chazara. You have to be looking for the right type of a thing, and you have to be focusing on the right type of a thing, and trying to have a certain experience in it, you know? It's a certain type of a learning. I mean, it's worthwhile trying it. Try and experiment with it. I think it's something we don't do. I think it's very important because it's something it seems like saying this is the benefit of learning, and I think it's something saying is that even though it's benefit of learning, it doesn't happen automatically. That's what they're saying. Saying if you just the first time, it just doesn't happen, so you have to do it. So if you don't do it, I mean, it's something that you should do. Try to do. But I think it has to be. I think, for instance, like I was noticing, I tried a little bit, is that it doesn't. Not every idea lends itself to that. Like I was doing another thing. It's like a diak and a Rashi that you made in a svara. I mean, you're not gonna. Yeah. Not every idea lends itself to the appreciation. It has to be a certain greatness or a grandness to the idea. Like kind of ideas which run through a sugya. Like certain types of ideas like that. Certain themes and areas. Certain type of ideas which, if you take a step back and realize. Unbelievable how God did this, so to speak. You know what I mean? It's like the way that the system was set up and the chachma involved and how the system was integrated and how, you know, all the different components work together and the halacha and the hashkafa and the, you know, it's different. I mean, it could be a different type of, there's a different kind of a limud where a person, you know, I mean, you do it sort of when you're learning, but it's a focus. The focus, as long as you don't focus on that, especially day by day. Day by day, you just do one thing, but you don't. Take a look at the sugya as a whole, you know, like an outside. You kind of try to take a step back and look at what we're doing all the time, like the way Malach HaSotzah exists. And Malach HaSotzah is one Malach in the whole system of Shabbos, which is one system in the whole Torah. You know, and the way the Torah went about setting up Matzotzah, you could get a kind of a feel of different, the differences in Otzah and the components of Otzah. I mean, you do it in any area, I think. But I think that's why I think it's... That's why you do it 30 days in one. You know, you can't... I don't know if you could do the timing. You're going to go over every single idea. And that's why at the end of his life you could do it. Do it for 30 days. Because it doesn't mean he's going over every single spot. But it's... The overarching idea. The person moved by a certain the greatness. And that's why I think it's, I think that's a, that'd be something. That's like the Shemayim Sabin Kavod Kel. It's like that I think of a person could study the Shemayim. The Shemayim in general. Like, why the Shemayim? There's Chachmayim cells also. Like, why Shemayim? You know, but I think it says like there's certain, when you're studying the universe, there's a certain greatness which the person senses, a different type of a greatness than. Grandness of this universe is a different impact on the person than if you're studying like psychology or biology, or I mean you're in touch with greater universals and greater like greater types of ideas, and it moves it, like you see physicists in general talk about God, but I don't know if you see biologists talk about God. Dawkins, the guy nowadays. I think it's just, should a person still have 101 times?
Instead of learning a new thing, let's say.
I don't know the answer to that. I think it's trying to show that it's, you would be benefited. There's a benefit. It could be good. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a prudent idea. I don't know if it's trying to say that. It's just trying to show.
It wouldn't be futile if you did it that
many. Yeah, right. It depends why you're doing it, you know. It depends why you're doing it, how you're doing it. But I'm saying there is... The benefit could be this. It doesn't expire. The benefit doesn't expire. I don't know if it's saying it's recommending that as a course of leeway.
It's just isolating this idea.
Isolating this idea. And this idea, it's saying, is that even though you already did 100 times, you did 101 times. But again, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's because... It may be true that you're going to get more insight, because you never know. But I don't think that would warrant doing it again. And that's why I think we don't chazer, is we... These normal types of explanations don't warrant putting in the time to doing it. The normal type of explanation, it's you remember it, you get a little bit more insight. You get, I mean, they don't add up to the amount of time that you should put into it. Certainly not 100 times. Oh, that's another point I would say. It's like, why is Chazara, that's very important, why is Chazara so, why don't we do Chazara? Why is there such a resistance to doing Chazara? Right? I think I'm talking for... Okay? But the reason why is because... Because in general, our learning is not Lashma. Our learning is Lashma. And insofar as you're learning is Lashma, the first time is exciting. The second time isn't. But you're looking, because exactly that reason is that, exactly the reason is because if your learning is because of Lashma, that's the biggest proof that the second time doesn't have those Lashmas. It doesn't cater to all those Lashma things. So now why are you doing it anymore? So now you're only going to be doing it if you're intrinsically motivated to see the Chachma Hashem, but that's a level. So that's why I think is the resistance that indicates the fact, the problem. It's an indication of the problem. Is that it shows the fact that the lulishmas do die down. And that's why you're not motivated. You're motivated to learn the first time. You're not motivated to do it the second time. You lose the motivation. It's not the same conquest. You want to do something new, get new stuff. You figure out something else. There's a certain type of experience in the first time. But that's, I think, a good indication of the fact that you have what to work on. I mean, I think it's so important. I mean, it can help you break down. It's a good tool to break down and to help break down the Lashma types of motivation. Be able to, if you don't feel you're accomplishing, it does affect your accomplishment. You're not going to accomplish as much of Shas if you do this, or as many Sugyas if you do this, because you're going to devote time to do Chazara. But that's not the point. The point isn't to accomplish, to conquer Shas. Just the appreciation and the Avas Hashem, which could result from the work. So, that being the case, I mean, it's important. I mean, it's something that's worth thinking about. Again, I just figured this out. Just noticed this thing, so I've got to really experiment with it. But I think it's a good idea to do. I think you should try it. You know, something that's it's very significant. I mean, the idea is very significant. If they're saying it's like you're not learning, that's in Chazara. Yeah, it's very important. You know, again, by the way, it's possible that that's another thing. 100 times, like let's say you do a spara. Like I don't know if you ever hear. Like I'm sure Pesach does this already. So he says the svara, and then he says it again, and then he says it again, and then he says it again. It's a little different each time, and, you know. it could be those count in the 100. You know what I mean, so to speak. It's because what he's doing is he's appreciating the idea, looking at it in a different angle, turning the idea a little bit, so to speak, you know. Looking at it from this way, trying to clarify it a little bit differently, a little set, you know, gain a little more insight. And so that I don't know if it has to be like 100 separate settings. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be when you're learning itself, you're involved in doing that, you know.
Right.
I mean,
you shouldn't just start stop when you get the idea, right?
No, you shouldn't when you work out this for yourself. Oh, that's the idea. That itself is, and you see, that's what they do. Whatever he does, what Pesach shows is like, you should look at the idea a little bit. Appreciate the idea. Don't just stop.
Not just solving the problem.
You don't just solve the problem. There's certain things. That's it. I solve the problem. Like, well, you know, satisfaction of the solution is could cause you to stop. That's it. I don't need to work anymore. Like, you're motivated by the problem, and the second the problem's gone, now you feel like I could stop. But no, take a time out. Look at the idea a little bit. Sit back, appreciate the idea. Think about the idea. You know, that's an important. You know, that's what I'm saying. 100 times it could be like that's included in it. You know, it doesn't mean you have to necessarily. I don't see why you have to sit down 100 separate times and do it. You know? Yeah. There's a Rambam that says, of course, why can't you do it the first time? So step back and appreciate it. So Rambam that talks about a very. Somewhat bothersome Rambam, but it's a powerful Rambam also. It's the last Rambam in Makkos in Kesher Mishnayos, where he says, Shem Chafetz Manzim Koyed. I think it's that one. It's Rekhmana Kajam Rosh Lazakas Yisrael, Pika Chevrolam Torah Mesos. So what does it mean? He says it's because a person only benefits from a mitzvah, an olmaba, if he does it 100% lishma. And if there's any little lishma mixed in, then he doesn't get any benefit. So basically, he says, God realized that people are really going to get olmaba. So in order the man tzidko of Kal Yisrael, Hashem gave us a lot of hirbal and Torah mitzvahs, because it's bound to be that once, at least one time, you're going to get a real lishma type of an experience. And it quotes the story of a guy who said, what about me for Olam Haba? He says, yeah, one time, there was an Ani who came to me, and I gave him stucco, and it was totally lishma. So therefore, yeah, that's all. I got Olam Haba, you know? Like, which, if you take what he's saying literally, sounds like it doesn't sound like he's joking. Is like the benefit, that, and I think the idea is because insofar as the thing caters to your emotions, so it's like you become, these emotions are very real and like spicy, so to speak. You know, they are drawn in by the emotion, and it's very difficult. You can't like forget the emotion, so to speak, and the experience becomes an overpoweringly like an emotional experience.
The lishma or the lo lishma?
No, the lo lishma.
The lo lishma.
You can't so to speak ignore the lo the emotion. And take a step back because the emotions are there. And how are you gonna? Emotions don't work that way. You can't just turn off your emotions. So the appreciation is gonna have to be mixed in with the self admiration, so to speak. And then, like in that example, like that emotion, for instance, so this is a beautiful idea that I just came up with. You know, like you can't. It's not God's idea. It's your idea the first time. You know what I mean? It's you can't but help having a certain type of attachment to the thing, and that's what in that mode, different emotions. I mean, I think different things. Like, or an idea because it's new to you, so you can't appreciate it in the same type of way. You can, if the kind that also get used to an idea, until you fully grasp, you know, get a hold of the idea, if the you know fully let it sit in, as I'm sitting. I mean, the different factors. You know, I'm not sure. You have to think you can try it. I think you can trying this stuff. I think you can maybe gain a little insight into the particulars. You know, I think it would help a little. But, you know, and I think in every person it could be different types of things also. But this is the basic idea. You know, that's an interesting Rambam, though. It's amazing. It's scary. It's scary because it means, like, you think, like, at least if you have a, you know, mixture, some lishma, some low lishma, and.
When the Tana is asking how.
Yeah, do I have a lishma? How do I know? One time? One time?
Yeah.
You look at it, it's very interesting. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. The thing is, I think, I'm not sure, there are two ideas in 100-101. Like, one thing you say is, like, 100 times, there still is, like, there's an accomplishment involved. You know, even the Chazar itself can have a mixture of that emotion. So the thing is, 101 times, basically, there's no, you don't feel any accomplishment, though. It's 101.
But it's not on the 101st, right? It's the fact that since you're going 201, the attitude maybe 73. Like,
it could be, but 100 is still gonna satisfy you in a different kind of way. In general.
If the guy's counting up, but I'm saying if the
you're
guy's
right.
attitude
you're
is
right.
his exposure is to this,
right.
so then...
Yeah, but I think it's more it's trying to show you the idea than the particular account. It's the idea
right.
that you can do Chazara in that manner also. You're not gonna gain it.
Well, I heard...
That's I think the main point.
Did you explain the
donkey?
The donkey thing I'm just saying is that you can't measure by, you can't measure the thing by quantities. You can't just say 100, 101, it's only one little difference. It's not a big deal. No, it's a difference. It's a qualitative difference because one guy is doing it for, he has a goal involved, and the other time there's no goal involved. So he could really perceive the Chachmas Hashem. So it's, the quantities could be very, very significant. It could be qualities. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I know Shai's idea of saying this is more into, but I think it's just, trying to show you that idea, because the question is based upon
that premise, right?
It's based on a false assumption. So it's trying to show you from your world that that's a false assumption. It's a mistake. You can't argue like that. That's not a good method of argument. Only one.
That's what I think. If you're counting 101, that's like these things nowadays. If you count 101, then I think you're the same problem as 100. And you're just trying to get over 101. But I think he does. Like, I don't think it means practically you have a guy sitting at 100, 101. They have their count and their paper out. And trying to show the idea. It's like, if you're doing it for lo lishma motivating chazara, it could also be lo lishma. Right. Even though this is the idea about chazara, and the chazara benefits a person in a lishma kind of a way, don't think that it's a magical solution. Don't think you can do chazara in the same type of a way. It could be another accomplishment that I did this, I finished this with Sechta and I chazered it three times, or whatever times. And then it's trying to show you, you have to know how to chazer. And you could, and also, I think that's one aspect of it. But the other aspect of it is there's no, trying to show you even 100 times, which you think is like,
hundreds are limited.
That's it, it's a limiting thing. It's as much as, you know, the most. So you can still get it. There's no limit to the amount of times that you can do it.
You can appreciate something.
You can appreciate it. Yeah, there's no. See, right. If it's an acquisition of knowledge, there's a limit because you acquire. But if it's an experience, there's no limit to how many times you can have the experience. Okay? Especially because of the nature of the experiences, you're small and it's big. And you know, like maybe a painting is. There's a limit to the nature of the experience, but the nature of this experience is so great that. Each time you can't help but be in awe and appreciation of the thing. There's no limit. I think in general people don't do chazara because first of all they don't have any lashma motivations, so that's usually why people are learning. So that being the case, is you're not going to want to do it. And I think also because you don't really understand it. If the way it's usually taught is as a matter of memory, it's important because you'll remember and because you'll gain a little bit more. But these kinds of arguments, I don't think. Legitimize, make it worthwhile. I just don't think it adds up. I think it adds up that it's a worthwhile way to spend your time. You have a limited amount of time, and it's a hard pressed to convince a guy that it's worthwhile. Why don't I just do another sugya? I mean, so I'm not going to remember it exactly. That you know. Another thing about remembering is, I think, is in terms of the sora. That's the issur of forgetting your learning. There's a lot of forgetting your learning. I think that's not because of this. It's a different idea, which is that the misora exists because people. Remember them. Remember the Torah. So it's very nice if you're just the guy who just wants the pleasure of the learning, but isn't involved in perpetuation of the Masorah. That's an Issur. That's the law. You have to recognize the Torah, the other Doros, and it's very nice if you're enjoying yourself, but you have to. The Torah has to exist. So it's important to be able to have a knowledge of and to retain the knowledge, not just to enjoy it and then move on. I think that's a different idea, though. Yeah, it's a different commodity.
Because the guy who's learning.